Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
An event is coming to Knoxville that will help raise awareness about the prevention of something that impacts us all, suicide. Let's go in depth with Michaela Bigouet and Scott Carr of Knoxville. Scott, it's been a while since you lost your brother to suicide. How long has it been?
It was 17 years, November 15th.
Okay, so it's been a while. And how old was he?
17 years old.
You were?
21.
You still feel that?
Not every day, like in the beginning, but when someone takes their life, it replays over. Everything replays over. You remember everything from that night, from the call, all the way to the funeral. Days, months afterwards, you remember everything. It brings back crappy memories.
Well, yeah, and you know, I'm going to let the listeners know that I told you that, you know, I'm sorry we have to talk about this, but if we don't talk about this...
No, I'm not. Yep.
Okay, and I'm making sure our listeners know. Because he would be 34 right now.
Correct.
Okay, and so whatever was bothering him at the time, he might not even remember now.
Probably not.
Do you know why your brother did it?
I don't know why. He was having problems. Obviously, things now that we could see now that we didn't see then. He was just going through a hard time. And I think it was just a quick reaction that taking his life was going to stop these problems. But they didn't. It created more problems, sad problems, upset problems. For his family members and friends. Why I want to get this out there to people that you can get help. It can get better. It may not be today, tomorrow, or down or a year down the road, but things will get better. Suicide's not the answer.
What was he like?
Fun. Just popped into my head. He had about 100 different bike pieces laying all around. He never had one good bike, and he put them all together to make one bike that he called his pimp mobile. And he'd ride it around all over. And that just popped into my head. But he loved animals. He loved helping people. He volunteered at rec center for soccer. He was on the fire department cadet program thing through school. He had just done that. He was fun. Loved to fish, recently started hunting, and fun. He was fun. And the memories are fun to remember of the good times.
Sounds like he was a sensitive guy.
I wouldn't go that far, but he had his temper, as they call it, the car temper, I guess, that we all get. He could get mad pretty quick. Me and my other brother Eric and him, we would get in some fights, some wrestling matches, until mom came home and got mad, and then we were grounded for a while. So, but for the most part, yeah, he was. He would help anybody out. I remember a time when a bunch of cattle got out south of town. Somehow he heard about it and went and helped them get them all back in. Just crazy stuff like that.
Well, I liked animals, volunteered at the rec center, volunteered to be a firefighter. Mm-hmm. That's somebody that cares about other people in the community.
Yeah, yep.
Even if he had a... Well, a lot of us had a little bit of a temper back in the day.
Yep. Yeah, he would... There was probably nobody he wouldn't help if need be.
More in depth after this. We'll be right back. continued my conversation about the prevention of suicide with Michaela Biguet and Scott Carr. You didn't even have the opportunity to get your brother help.
No. Nope. Now that you look back at it, you see some signs that he needed some help, you know, maybe a counselor to talk about some problems, you know, but it's too late now to fix that. But if I could help any family not go through what our family went through, what other families have recently gone through, that's a win. Whether it's just one family or more.
Michaela, your life has been touched by suicide as well.
Absolutely. You know, we're sitting here in the courthouse this afternoon, and if you took all of the people within a one block radius of us right now, gathered us together in a pile and said, raise your hand if you've been impacted by suicide, we would have brothers, sisters, moms, dads, best friends. I can't imagine one person in our community right now that wouldn't be raising their hand. And that needs to change.
And people are working hard on it. You're working under the Thrive banner for Knoxville. There's a suicide task force. There's lots of people working on it. Do you have any advice? Is there sort of things that kids need to know? And it's not just kids that commit suicides. We've had a number of older adults commit suicides in the past year, too.
Right, absolutely. Our particular goal with this 5K, especially not knowing going into it what our fundraising potential would be, our particular goal has been to bring programs into the schools. We would like to really start targeting people in our community young, start talking about suicide, get experts in there that can talk about it with kids, and hopefully reach those kids that need to be reached, those kids that maybe we don't see, but they do. They know the things to say to motivate that kid to get help. But I believe that's just a start. There are so many demographics in our community that need to be reached. And I hope that between the 5K that we're doing and the Marion County Suicide Coalition, we can start to make that impact across the board.
Okay, tell us about the 5K. You mentioned it. Would you like to share some more information?
Yes, absolutely. Scott, this was kind of his brainchild. He had approached me. We both worked together. He had approached me well over a year ago and said, this is something I've been kicking around for a long time. I really want to do this. Well, as we have been increasingly impacted over the last year, it became obvious that this was no longer something we wanted to do. This was something we had to do. So we got together a group of people that were like-minded and decided that we were going to make it happen. We didn't know what we were doing. We threw together some donation letters. We set a date and just started to see what fell in our lap. And we have had an overwhelming response. Commitments from our local businesses, financial commitments, but also an intense emotional response.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the prevention of suicide with Michaela Biguet and Scott Carr. What are the dates of it, and how do people get more information, register, whatever they need to do?
You can go to getmeregister.com. The date is September 15th. The race will begin at 8 o'clock. Pre-registration is between 7 a.m. and 7:30 a.m. The route is available on our Facebook page, Your Life Matters 5K. We also have options to either donate independently on the Get Me Registered website or to order just a t-shirt.
And where's the race start?
The race will start at the high school. Everybody will meet there. The route will be well marked. And the race will start at 8 o'clock. And after the race, we have arranged for a couple of local individuals who have been personally impacted, lost family members to suicide, that they will speak to the group and tell their stories and hopefully just help us create more awareness and help us get those resources out there that people need. We've been working with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. They will have some resources available there. And Shelley Braley, who works closely with an organization out of Des Moines called Out of the Darkness, she has also been an excellent resource for us. And hopefully we can get some of this information to people that need it right now.
And Shelley lost her daughter.
Correct, yes. She lost her daughter.
So if somebody's thinking about it, or if they have a family member that they think is in trouble, what can we do?
Well, and I'm not an expert, although this has been a learning process for me. It seems like the number one thing we can do is address it, talk about it, get that person help. And that's where some of the literature and resources that we now have available to us can give us guidance on how to talk to that person, can give us numbers to call, people to reach, to help that person through this time. You know, suicide is not target one profile. If it did, it would be easy to figure out who was thinking about it.
As we get older, we know that things change, that time changes, relationships change, sometimes who your friends are changed, your employment. There are downs, but after a while we learn that there are ups and downs, and that out of every downtime, it's going to be up again. But when we're a kid, it's all, you know, high school is our whole world. That one girl or boy, that's just like you're the beginning and the end of your world. And when things go wrong, you think there's no out, and that inexperience, but we don't know that when we're so inexperienced.
Correct. And it's not just a girlfriend boyfriend thing. It, you know, middle school and high school are not the easiest things in the world to go through. They're supposed to be the funnest times of your life, but for some people they're the hardest times of their life. And whether it's problems at home, problems with friends, bullying, girlfriend, boyfriend, you know, you think there's no other way. You know, you're being picked on, or your girlfriend breaks up with you, your boyfriend breaks up with you, or you got a crappy home life or whatever, and you just think, I want out of it. I understand. It sucks. It can suck. But taking your life is not the answer, because your life matters, plain and simple. Someone out there cares about you. Someone out there loves you and doesn't want you to take your life. Because what they're gonna go, if you take your life, what your family members or loved ones go through is more pain than what you're going through. People out there wanna help you. You know, your life matters.
Thanks to Michaela Bigouet and Scott Carr for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.